The big question in business, how will a compromise on tax cuts and unemployment benefits help the middle class?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Word of a possible deal today between the White House and GOP lawmakers over extensions, the Bush-era tax cuts for everyone, even the highest income earners, at least for a couple of years, and extending unemployment benefits for those who've gone longest without a job. But time is also running out on another set of tax policies. It could figure into the debate, those championed by President Obama. From Washington, here's Marketplace's David Gura.
There were a handful of tax credits in the economic stimulus package passed last year. One of them, the Making Work Pay Credit, was designed for poor and middle-class Americans. Individuals would save $400 per year. Married couples would save $800. Howard Gleckman is a fellow at the Nonpartisan Tax Policy Center.
These are people who are working but making very little money, and this is a very big deal for them.
It's also potentially a big deal for the economy, because lower-income Americans don't have the flexibility to save much money. They spend it. The Obama tax credits were supposed to be paid for by cap-and-trade legislation.
That didn't happen. So the question, of course, is where's the money going to come from to pay for it if they try to pay for it at all?
The price tag is about $150 billion. Obama wants them included in any compromise deal on taxes, along with the extension of unemployment benefits. Howard Gleckman says the president hasn't made the case for the cuts as vocally as he could have. Still, some senators are saying they may reach an agreement on taxes by the end of the week. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.
A court in France today found Continental Airlines and one of its mechanics guilty of criminal wrongdoing and manslaughter. That stems from the crash of a Concorde supersonic jet in France 10 years ago that killed 113 people. The BBC's Christian Fraser is with us from Paris with the latest. Hi, Christian.
Good morning.
Why did the court find the airline, Continental, and one of its mechanics guilty? Why was the airline lumped in with the mechanic?
In short, it was found some years ago that a metal strip that was left by a Continental DC-10 on the runway was ultimately responsible for bringing down Concorde. And ultimately, the idea that Continental shouldn't have been using titanium to repair its aircraft. It was a band metal, and it was known within the industry that it did pose a problem for aircraft tires.
What's the reaction been in France, Christian?
It's been a fairly angry and robust response from the defense. They've already said they will appeal on Continental's behalf. Olivier Metzner, who is a celebrity lawyer here, believes there's been a whitewash. And it's interesting that three French civil aviation personnel have been acquitted, while an American mechanic who worked for Continental has been given a 15-month suspended sentence. This is what Mr. Metzner had to say after the trial.
They sought to protect France, to render a decision in the name of patriotism and not the law. This is a move away from the truth and therefore justice, and we are going to appeal in order to reestablish this truth.
So I think for the families who've been looking for answers for 10 years, there will be some satisfaction, but perhaps not entirely satisfactory, given that there now will be a long, drawn-out appeal process.
All right, the BBC's Christian Fraser in Paris. Christian, thanks.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. European and Asian shares are mixed at the moment. That's after Fed Chairman Ben Bernanke said over the weekend the central bank here could buy even more government bonds if the economy needs it. Wall Street Friday, the Dow tacked on 19 points to close at 11,382.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the all-new Chevrolet Volt, available soon in select markets. Details at ChevyVolt.com. The all-new Chevrolet Volt. It's more car than electric. And by LendingTree, providing up to 4 loan offers from a network of lenders. Learn more at LendingTree.com or 800-555-TREE. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Candida Fund, furthering values that contribute to a healthy planet.
Discount store chain Dollar General reported this morning its profits and sales were up in the last three-month reporting period. Deep discounters have been doing really well in this tough economy. But in the Atlanta suburb of Austell, Georgia, saving a little money takes a backseat to saving a town's image. From station WABE, Jim Burris reports.
Three cans of green beans, peas, or corn for a buck? It's hard to argue with the price, but when Austell residents learned this new store along the main highway was going to be a Dollar General, price was the last thing on their minds. This was about image. You could say locals got a little touch of the NIMBYs. Not in my backyard.
Dollar General doesn't reflect where we thought the community was going.
That's Lisa Cupid. Her newer two-story house isn't far from the new Dollar General. She doesn't have anything against the company, even shops there herself. It's just the image. Poor.
We thought that anything new that was coming to the area would have reflected an increasing dollar value.
A nice grocery store, for example. Maybe a bank. Anything but a dollar store. Cupid and dozens of her neighbors took their concerns to Woody Thompson, their representative on the county commission. He says his hands were tied because the store fell within county zoning codes. And like it or not, he says Austell's average household reflects Dollar General's target market.
I think they're looking for some more upscale things, but as I told them, some changes have to happen, and part of it's going to have to be a rise in per capita income.
A Dollar General spokesperson says the retailer targets areas with a median household income of less than $75,000. Pam Ellen is a marketing professor at Georgia State University. She says retail usually reflects its neighbors.
The neighborhood has been defined by the characteristics of the people who live there, and that's what attracted the Dollar General store to the area.
Still, Ellen says neighbors shouldn't be too quick to dismiss the General. The company in recent years has worked to shed its generic, dumpy, cheap image.
Dollar General stores have been targeting actually Walmart and Walgreens in recent years as they seek to become more of a true discounter rather than a dollar store.
Maybe they should call it the $10 General. In Atlanta, I'm Jim Burris for Marketplace.
And finally, the Daily Beast has tabulated the nation's highest-paid reality TV stars. Mike the Situation Sorrentino from MTV's Jersey Shore ranks sixth, bringing in about $3 million a year. Khloe and Kourtney Kardashian have been trying to keep up at numbers 7 and 8, respectively, but middle sister Kim is a solid number one, meaning the Kardashians take up almost a third of the top 10. And we still don't know what they do. Which means being famous for being famous, well, that pays well these days. In Los Angeles, I'm Steve Chiatakis. This is the Marketplace Morning Report.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.